Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk O' Silk.
Diamond O' Diamond.
Listen, before we get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
So anytime we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com or just visit our store, diamondandsilkstore.com.
That's right. And if anyone would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
Okay, so Silk, I want to start this podcast off to just let the people know. If you are listening to us from North Carolina.
All right.
From North Carolina.
You know,
our governor here has tried to really shut down the state once again. Putting people on a curfew where they can't go out of their homes from 10 at night to 5 in the morning. I guess Corona is lurking around that time. So they want to keep people shut in. And I'm like, you know, this governor, I think that Governor Roy Cooper needs to be impeached.
Yes.
And then we started thinking, you know, really, how did he get reelected? Did he really get reelected?
Mm-hmm.
And we think that a forensic audit needs to be done of the governor's race right here in North Carolina.
Especially if he received more votes than President Trump.
That's a problem for us.
That don't seem normal. If all of the other Republicans got in, but this one seat, how did he get 2.8 million votes?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I don't know if it was Dominion, Smartmatic, or ballot harvesting or what it was.
Stuffing.
Yeah, but we're going to have to get to the bottom of it.
It's important that we do.
So I called the election board because I needed to know. First of all, I called up there to the legislation office.
You did?
I wanted to know, how do we impeach him?
Okay.
So I got to look that up. She gave me the information to go online and look that up, and I'll do my research and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
And then I called the election board because I wanted to know, how do we do this forensic audit? How do the citizens right here in North Carolina do this forensic audit on the governor's race?
Right.
And this is the information that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dan Forrest conceded, there may not be enough that they can do, like, right off the bat,
but
you can email your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And here is where you email it to, election.sboe@ncsbe.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put it there in a lower third
so
that you all can see it. So if you have concerns about the governor race right here in North Carolina, email your concerns.
Yes.
To the election board.
I have big concerns and I will be emailing.
Email.
Mm-hmm.
Because enough is enough.
Yeah.
This is tyranny. This is not what they're proposing, is not law. And it's time for these people to get their feet off our necks.
That's right. And there's no science behind any of what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they're trying to lock us down like we're a rabbit dog or something.
Right. Well, we're not no rabbit dogs. We're human beings.
We're not no animal.
Uh-huh. So don't lock us down. Don't try to cage us.
First off, we're grown people.
Right.
I give my child a curfew.
That's right.
I'm a grown woman. And I be doggone if somebody gonna tell me what time I got to stay in my own house and can't come out when I get good and ready to. What about people that got to go to work at 4 in the morning?
Uh-huh.
It's
a lot of stuff that y'all won't be able to do no more. I wanted to look up this here story, you all, because since we're now on lockdowns and stuff, I wanted to talk about Governor Cuomo for a moment.
Okay.
Governor Cuomo, whatever his name is, for a moment, okay?
Cool.
Now, you know, the vaccines are coming out, and the president is not making it mandatory for you to take the vaccine.
Right.
Let me repeat. The president, who happens to be President Trump, is not making it mandatory for anyone to take these vaccines.
Right.
It sounds like, look like, appear to me that they are making the vaccines available to whoever wants to take them.
That's right.
Now, if you are being mandated to take it, then you have to look at the constructs of who's doing the mandating.
Uh-huh.
And call them out.
That's right.
All right. But there is something that happened with the legislator in New York that I want to bring to people's attention.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I should have had this here done.
Don't
I'm
you
so
be sorry.
Sorry
at all. This is the podcast, Diamond and Silk, the podcast, and this is what we do.
But Governor Cuomo, they are putting in legislation to mandate the vaccines. I wanted to get the actual story on that.
Okay.
You know, because now, honey, with them fat checking Diamond and Silk, we got to have make sure we have all of our eyes crossed.
Oh, yes.
We got all of our eyes dotted and T's
crossed. The source. We have to cite
the source. Cite the source. So hold on for one moment.
Well, while you're getting that, let me just say this here. You know, there are therapeutic medicines out there that we can be using to help slow the spike and the spread. Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of these governors that is restricting the very therapeutic medicines that's been used for over 50 some years. I think 70, almost 70 some years, this particular therapeutic medicine have been used, and they are restricting it. So why do they want to mandate a vaccine but restrict the therapeutic medicines that's been proven to help when it comes down to these types of viruses?
I agree. I'm just looking for the date on this here.
Mm-hmm.
Here is what I see, you all.
Okay.
Okay. It says the title, this is coming from KABC.com.
All right.
Andrew Cuomo's New York may force people to take the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
A new proposal to make COVID-19 vaccine mandatory. A bill is going through the New York State Assembly that will require people to get the COVID-19 vaccine under certain circumstances. Democrat Assembly members Linda, I can't pronounce her last name, controversy measure will require residents to get immunized if not enough of the population is voluntarily getting it. Hmm. Okay, so let me stop right there. So the deal is that what New York, it seems like they want is, okay, if not enough of you all getting it, then what we're going to do is we're going to make it mandated for you to get it.
So it's not, you're telling me that they're going to have it available for people who want it.
Uh-huh, right.
But if not enough people get it, then they're going to take and try to force it.
Uh-huh.
On people.
According to the bill that's going through the New York State Assembly.
Straight.
And this comes from KABC.com is where I pulled this information up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
No, wait a minute. Uh-huh. See,
let's talk about this for just a moment. I am not an anti-vaxxer. So I want to make sure that I really make this clear.
Okay.
What I am is, I'm a person that is very cautious about what I put in my body.
Right.
And when you telling me that when you try to mandate people to be vaccinated for something with a 99% recovery rate, that's where I have a problem with that.
Especially if there's therapeutic medicines that can be used to slow and stop the spread of it.
Right.
But you restrict those therapeutic medicines, but it's a possibility you will force a person to take something against their will. Mm-hmm.
I think what they should have did was created herd immunity in the first place. It looked like all of us is going to
not
get
created,
this.
But allowed it.
Thank you, Silk. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but allowed it. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's just like you telling me, go out in the rain, but don't get wet, and you take my umbrella from me. You restrict me from having an umbrella,
but you tell
me not to get wet when I go out there in the doggone rain. Then you have somebody else, too, Diamond, that wants to put forth a bill or is talking about it where they pay you $1,500 in exchange for you getting and taking the vaccine. And when I look at it, I think that's prostitution. Let me tell you how.
How is that prostitution?
Because you want me to exchange my body for $1,500.
Whoa.
You want to pay me $1,500 to utilize my body to pump some drugs up in my body.
Well, Governor Cuomo tweeted out.
Okay.
I am honored to receive the 2020 Edward M. Kennedy Institute Award for inspired leadership. I learned about humanity, leadership, and putting people first from the great Senator Ted Kennedy. Congratulations to my fellow recipient, Governor Charlie Baker. Now, first of all, whoever is honoring him, I need to be looking at them to see what the heck is they talking about. You gonna honor a man that made sure that COVID-19 patients was placed in facilities with our elderly that killed them, need to be honored for inspired leadership? There was nothing inspired about what he done.
Well, the only leadership that I did see is him leading people to their grave.
That's
what I saw.
I don't see anything inspiring about what he did.
No.
He has really, I mean, New York is in shambles.
Yeah.
Manhattan is gone to pieces.
Yeah.
People's livelihoods have been flattened. How in the hell is that inspiring? So,
no. Tell us.
How that's inspiring. Because I ain't inspired by none of it.
None of it. No.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
So people, I don't get that. I don't understand what these people are trying to do. Let me tell you something. It seems like to me, it appears to me, feel like to me, that everything that is wrong is now considered right. And everything that's right is now considered wrong. And anybody that did any wrongdoing, they pushed them up in the media as a smoke screen, as gaslighting to say, oh, don't look at the flames that's burning right here.
Yeah.
Just look at here, the gas. But don't look at the light that started the fire.
The person that's turning and pouring the gas on it.
Don't look at that right there. All of the mess that this man done set a fire, and that's just an analogy of all of the deaths that didn't have to happen in New York, but happened up under his watch because of his carelessness or his mismanagement, his executive orders, his ignorance.
Yeah. And do you know that people, they don't have to catch coronavirus?
Why you say that, Sil?
Because there's therapeutic medicines that can help ward off coronavirus.
And he was one of the ones that signed an executive order for people not to use certain therapeutic medicines have stopped the spread.
That's right.
So it seems like these people are playing games.
Yeah.
And here is what I say. If you don't like this, you need to contact your legislator. You need to be figuring out how you are going to impeach this man and get his behind out of office. Because he has literally destroyed New York.
Yeah.
He going to take it down, and a lot of you all going to go down with
him. Surely is. Don't have to speak out on this one.
Speaking of going down. Detroit.
Woo!
Girl, so I'm minding my business.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't bother nobody, Silk.
No, we don't bother nobody.
People may want to say we always bother somebody. We don't write about y'all. Y'all write about us.
That's right.
You still talk about, they always writing us in the blog.
They talk about us.
They talk about us like they don't, like, all get out. But we don't bother them.
Right.
Well, girl, I was scrolling through Twitter. And the Michigan Democrat state representative named Cynthia Johnson, girl.
The one we talked about before.
Yes. Put out a video threatening Trump supporters. Y'all listen to this.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough. It's enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
The gall, the audacity that she think that it is okay for her being a representative, a black person, can threaten Trump supporters.
Yeah.
This ain't tyranny. This is not McCarthyism. You don't get to threaten us. Mm. It's almost like because of politics, people are going to be prosecuted.
Yes, they're making it okay for a person to prosecute you because of your politics. That's wrong. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you claim mm-hmm. to be, mm-hmm. you do not have a right to threaten others. And what she did, she said Trump supporters.
That's right. She singled it out.
She singled it out. Uh-huh. Trump supporters.
So the 70-some million people uh-huh. that voted for President Trump, uh-huh. that's who she was talking about.
That's who she was talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She said Trump
and it
supported.
Included us, too.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's
so,
right.
So you know what this remind me of? Uh-huh. This remind me of back in the 60s. Ooh, and I didn't live in the 60s, okay? Because I'm not a 60s baby.
Right.
But back in the stories that we've been told, how black people was prosecuted, how they was vilified, demonized mm-hmm. because of the color of their skin. Now you all are trying to do the same thing because of the color of someone's politics. And it's wrong.
That's right.
And it's wrong for this representative to have said what she said and well, be so arrogant to come out on video and say it like it's okay.
Well, now I understand why Detroit is going down. Mm-hmm. Because if you have someone like that mm-hmm. representing Detroit, mm-hmm. oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know what else is under the hood of this mm-hmm. lady. Mm-hmm.
And then she made another video uh-huh. trying to clarify uh-huh. what she was saying.
When she talked about the soldiers uh-huh, and all of yeah, that.
But that didn't come off well neither.
No.
It's nothing. No. Look, after we saw how she acted at the hearing, uh-huh. wanting to get somebody's full name as if she was going to dox them, mm-hmm. as if she was going to. We're not saying that she did.
Right.
The whole world was taken aback by her attitude yeah. and her disposition.
Her actions is...
You speaks. See what I'm talking about?
Her actions speak louder than mm-hmm. words.
So when you come out with this video, uh-huh. what do you expect for us as Trump supporters, as Americans, yeah. to think, to believe, to proceed uh-huh. here?
Huh. How do you expect us to feel mm-hmm. threatened? She said Trump supporters.
That's
and
right.
you know that we are President Trump's most loyal supporters.
Like, what was you thinking about?
Seemed like black on black crime to me.
Well, with us, it's black on black
yeah,
crime.
Yeah.
And don't you know that it is against the law yeah. to communicate a threat?
She didn't even think before she spoke.
She was calling on the soldiers. Well, who the hell is an Antifa uh-huh. and Black Lives Matter? Uh-huh. The people that wreak havoc in our country yes. during the summer months uh-huh. that got out and looted and riot. Uh-huh. Is that what you want happening in the country as a legislator?
Ain't no different than Maxine Waters.
As a representative representing her constituents? Yes. What does that say about you? Mm. Understand this here, Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson.
That the people that you represent, some of those people may not have even voted for you, and some of those people may be Trump supporters. And for you to come out and make a video Woo. Vilifying these people and putting a target uh-huh. on our back.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
And then the people that you're sitting there serving with may be Trump supporters.
So I can't believe yeah. that you didn't have enough common sense.
Miss Johnson.
You were ignorant uh-huh. to the law uh-huh. to have even this here kind of stuff even spewed from your mouth yeah. as a legislator.
Yeah.
So that lets me know. I'm wondering, I'm questioning, do you even take the oath uh-huh. of your office seriously? Lee.
And so as a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
But in this case, so is she.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, because that's what speaks yeah. out of her mouth.
It's no sense of me calling her the itch. I can call her itches every day, all day.
All day.
She's still going to be an itch, but she'll be an ignorant itch.
Yes.
Ignorant. For letting this type of stuff spew from her mouth.
That's right.
It's a sad day in America.
Yes.
Where you think that kind of stuff is okay.
It's okay.
And it's not.
And smile about uh-huh. it. Smirk about uh-huh. it.
It's nothing. This is nothing to smile about.
And she seems like an ageable looking lady.
Well, she seemed like she should know better.
And so with her saying that, it's like she's calling on her homeboys to go out there and reap havoc.
I love what you said. She seemed like an ageable lady.
Uh-huh.
And with age comes wisdom.
That's right.
And if your wisdom don't kick in at your age, we have a problem up in through here.
Something wrong with the kick.
It's like when you get a certain age,
Your
brain's supposed to be fully developed.
Uh-huh.
Now, if that hadn't happened, we have a problem up in through here.
You're
going to be making
some
poor choices.
That's right.
So what I don't understand, why is she sitting in that seat?
Uh-huh.
How did she get elected?
Uh-huh.
Did people really know that she was like the way she is?
Did they?
You're inciting violence?
Mm.
To me, calling for civil unrest is what it sounds like to me.
Hmm.
You see what I'm talking about,
Sylvia? I see exactly what you're talking about. But these people better be cautious how you walk up on Trump supporters.
That's right.
You better be cautious is all I got to say. Mm-hmm.
Don't walk up on no Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just make sure because I want to be fair.
Fair.
I understand that she may have gotten some harassing phone calls.
Understood.
And when the video came out and she was trending, then that's when the story started breaking about the harassing phone call.
Okay.
Well, as a legislator, you're probably going to get harassing phone calls.
Yeah.
Just Diamond and Silk being influencer, we get inundated with a lot of hate.
Yep.
But I will never put out a video targeting one group of people, one race of people, because of their political affiliation.
Yes. You don't target them with threats like
that's
that.
Right.
That's
right. If you was going to address Trump supporters,
or
how do you know it was Trump supporters calling your house?
Your house.
And I'm not saying she said it was Trump supporters. People are calling her home, I guess, threatening her.
Right.
And I guess she automatically assumed that it's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know it's not a Democrat? They just tired of you acting ignorant before the public. And ignorant don't always mean bad. It just means unlearned. You just unlearned about it.
But see, when you've been acting that particular way for such a long time, when the spotlight is on you, you're going to keep acting that same way because that's all you know is how to act that particular way.
So you're going to have to change your ways.
That's right.
And I think she's going to be changing it because as of December the 9th, the Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, and Speaker-elect Jason Wentworth today released the following statement. And here is what they said.
What they say.
Threats to either Democrats or Republicans are unacceptable and un-American.
Wow.
They're even more unbecoming of an elected official.
Mm.
Representative Johnson has been removed from her committee assignments, and we are looking into further disciplinary action as the proper authorities conduct their own investigations.
Wow.
We have been consistent in our position on this. Violence and intimidation is never appropriate in politics.
That's right.
We have said that about threats against Governor Whitmore, Secretary Benson, Representative Johnson herself, and others. That applies to threats made towards public officials, and it must also apply when the threat comes from public officials. Behavior like this will not be tolerated this term or next.
Wow.
So they removed her from the committee.
I'm hearing this. So I want to know, why hadn't they removed Maxine Waters from her committee?
They should have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why had Nancy Pelosi have not been removed?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Why Chuck Schumer have not been removed?
Mm-hmm.
Because really they are, seems to be a national threat to this whole country.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about all of the different things that y'all are talking about doing for this country and the way you want to implement certain things that will darn near destroy this country, why haven't they been removed from their committees as
They should have been. They should have been. They should have been removed. And here is what I think should happen to her. You know, I don't have a say or a sway.
Right.
But what I think should happen is that I do believe she should step down. Yeah, I don't believe she should hold public office.
Yeah,
she's going to have to check her attitude.
Yeah.
And the one thing I found out, when you are serving the public, check your ego at the door. This ain't about your ego.
Yeah.
This is about you serving the public. And it may be people that's not even on your side that you got to serve. And how you going to serve them.
Right.
A clean plate of food with bias and hatred in your own heart. You see what I'm talking about, Sarah?
Girl, yes.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, speaking of heart,
mm-hmm.
Time Magazine is trying to find people of the year, and they got four top finalists.
Okay.
And one is Joe Biden. The other one is Dr. Fauci. Our President Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
And George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give you my take, because how many more? Do we got enough time for me to do this?
We got enough time for you to say, but did you just say George Floyd?
Yes, I did. Okay. Let me give you my take. Okay. Let's start with Joe Biden. First of all, Joe Biden is in the bed with China. That's the number one. So to me, that makes him un-American. Okay,
right.
That's just my own humble personal opinion. And I know people want to stop our freedom of speech,
uh-huh.
but we can have an opinion.
That's right.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that he will be a good person for the person of the year. The person of the year that what, stole
stayed,
something?
Stayed in the basement.
The person that's stayed in the basement.
Uh-huh.
Person of the year that all of a sudden gained 80 million votes and didn't have to campaign? Is that what kind of person? Don't put him on Time Magazine.
Well, maybe he can be the person of the year for the dead.
Because they're the ones voted for him.
Not for the living.
For what we heard.
Not
that's
for
what,
the living.
So I'm going to scratch. I don't want to be biased.
No, we won't.
I'm not trying to be biased.
No, we're not.
But he scratched off the list.
Scratch.
Okay.
Ah.
So the next person is Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
But we refer to him as Dr. Fauci.
Flip, flop. Fauci.
Because a lot of the stuff that he done said,
uh-huh.
girl, it just didn't make no sense.
That's right.
Now, I refuse to throw people up under the bus this holiday season.
Okay.
It's Christmas time.
Well, let's throw his ass up under the tree.
He not no present for nobody.
Wrap him in a box with a big old bow.
Uh-huh. Don't...
And let him stay there for a few years.
Listen, here's the deal. Fauci do not deserve person of the year because he is the reason that a lot of people's livelihoods have been flattened.
Yep.
He flip-flopped when it comes to masks.
Yep.
He said that all of these millions of people were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. I mean, it was a lot of things.
Yeah. A lot of things.
That he said that didn't make sense. And some of the things that he continued to say, people keep saying, listen to the scientists, but it don't make any sense.
It's not making common sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these scientists and people like Dr. Flip-Flop Fauci have book sense, been there for over 30 some years, but don't have common sense to know that when you put on a mask and you wear that mask all day long, mm-hmm. it can cause bacteria pneumonia.
Mm.
Okay? That's what happened to the Spanish flu back in the day.
Mm.
A lot of those people die from bacteria pneumonia.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
I saw a little child
mm-hmm.
with their mask on. They took off their mask mm-hmm. and threw it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
When they threw it on the floor, the part where their mouth is at is so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But they had it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll use that same mask for school the next day.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Uh-huh. So just
let me just say this here.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should wrap Dr. Fauci up in a box
uh-huh.
and put him under a tree
because uh-huh.
he's not a gift.
No, no, no.
He's not a gift that keeps on giving, girl.
Well.
He's not a gift to me.
He may not be a gift, but I will consider him as damaged goods. So that means I'll return him back to the store.
Come on. That's right. Return him back.
Yeah.
So we not gonna be he, no we crossing. Fauci is off the list.
Scratch.
Fauci is off the list.
Scratch.
So this brings me to the next gentleman.
Okay.
George Floyd.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna tell you when the death of George Floyd happened.
Uh huh.
the whole country was taken aback, because first of all, we've never seen nothing like that. Right, we was just all taken aback.
Yeah.
And then come to find, you know, the whole country was up in the uproar, because then you had the mainstream media, which owned by the six corporation, pushing their narrative.
Right, right.
And it's just, everything was a mess. You had people out in the streets rioting and all of that kind of stuff. But let me tell you what happened. When they attached George Floyd to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I'm sorry, I don't believe that he deserved the 2020 Person of the Year.
Oh, no.
When video footage came out months later about he may have allegedly had drugs and it had him all over the place and they was trying to subdue him.
Yeah.
I don't think he would be a good 2020 Person of the Year.
No.
I do not. I do not. The worst thing that they could have did was taken the death of George Floyd and politicize it and exploit his death.
Yes.
Tie him to Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Mm.
Mm-mm. No. Because those organizations, groups, whatever you want to call it, wreak so much havoc in our country.
Mm.
They should be deemed terrorist organizations.
Domestic terrorist organizations. Uh-huh.
And to have those groups attached to him. I'm crossing it out.
No.
You know the one that, and I'm not trying to be biased.
I ain't trying to be biased.
I'm not trying to be biased,
that's
Sue.
That's right, that's
but
right.
But you know who should be the 2020 Person of the Year?
Who?
President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And here is why.
Why?
These people have tried to do a coup attempt three times on this man.
Yeah.
They pushed Russia collusion.
Mm-hmm.
There was no collusion. They tried to have him impeached over a phone call.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't get him out of
couldn't
office.
Do that.
And now what they're trying to do is take a steal an election.
That's right.
Using some mail imbalance. An influx of them.
Of them.
Yep. A lot of them, we don't even know where these ballots come from.
That's right.
This man has been in office for 4 years, and all 4 years, you all have wreaked havoc, have demonized this man and vilified this man. You tell us that we can't talk about the 2020 election. But what did you all say when they was calling President Donald J. Trump and trying to delegitimize his presidency?
Whew.
I didn't see videos being taken down by YouTube. With everything that Donald J. Trump has been through within the last almost 4 years, the only man that I've ever seen in my lifetime can withstand this, besides Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Donald John Trump.
That's right.
Is the one that deserves the 2020 Person of the Year Award.
Amen to that.
He need to be on Mount Rushmore.
That's right.
And anywhere else they can get him.
That's right.
And undo this fraudulent mess. So he can remain the 45th president of the United States.
That's right.
For 8 more years.
Yes.
4 years that he won fair and square. And the other 4 years that you all harassed him.
Yes.
Every day, all day, 24 hours a day for no reason.
That's right.
So Donald John Trump is the one who needs that 2020 Person of the Year Award, of the year. And let me tell you something. If they put him on Time Magazine, because I hadn't bought, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll go out and buy it.
That's you may, the only
you
time.
May, you may make some sales.
You may.
Y'all may make some sales.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Okay.
For what I think about the 2020 Time Person of the Year.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So listen, you all, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't forget, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Remember, the podcast is on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Rumble, anywhere you find your podcast.
Yes.
Anytime we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get a signed autographed copy at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you want to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to leave us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we were just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's 2 of 5.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime, in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.